Good day. My name is James Wilkinson, and I became vicar of Sheffield Parish Church at the age of 23 in the year of our Lord 1754. I spent almost half a century working amongst this community as a servant of God, and also as their justice of the peace, making sure that this town was kept in order. Suffice to say that I was feared by some, as well as respected, but I'm glad to see that my lifetime's work has not been forgotten. My monument can still be seen on the north wall by the high altar, and it bears witness to my many years of service to the public and to this church. It is also a testament to the great skill and craftsmanship of a sculptor born and raised in these parts, Sir Francis Chantrey. My monument was his first commissioned work, paid for by public subscription, and he went on to be a sculptor of great note. You may have seen another of his works on the south wall of the nave, the marble monument of the sorrowing woman grieving for her family. I see that James Montgomery has a memorial window close to my monument, and a statue outside in the churchyard too. It seems that he has acquired lasting fame, although he and I did not see eye to eye. For not content with being a newspaper editor, poet, hymn writer, philanthropist, anti-slavery campaigner and Sunday school founder, he was also a political agitator, and in 1796 he dared to criticise me for forcibly dispersing a political protest on the streets of Sheffield. For this, I had him thrown into prison for sedition. However, I believe that he became well known throughout the country during his lifetime, and that people today still sing his most famous hymn, Angels from the Realms of Glory. That was not the only occasion I had to put those who crossed me in their place. In 1779, I forbade John Wesley from preaching in this very church. He preached instead out of doors in nearby Paradise Square, to the largest crowd he ever saw on a weekday, I do believe. Nevertheless, I believe I serve my parishioners well. The population of Sheffield grew steeply during my time, and I helped to guide the people through the important passages in their lives which are marked by the church. Those of baptism, marriage, and death. Some people's lives have been marked by impressive monuments, others by the good they have done. This cathedral now stands as a lasting memorial to the lives of all the people of Sheffield, past and present.